It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Captain's Run with Sam Edmund.
Seals to the crease here, and Labuschagne drives through the offside. On to 200 he goes with a boundary. A lavish cover drive. 12 months ago, Labuschagne went to the top of the world rankings, and over the last day, that's exactly how he's played. Steve Smith utterly unfazed by it. He waits for the next one. With him now, Ford running the ball to points. Steve Smith is inevitable. A double century that he forecast in his own words and delivered with his own actions. An elegant double century.
And then poor old Travis Head fell for 99. So almost been the perfect start to the test match for Australia. We'll talk to David Hussey about that. But of course, he is the coach of the Melbourne Stars. The BBL just around the corner, a couple of weeks out from the Stars' first MCG game, which will be an emotional one because the Stars will be remembering Shane Warne at their first home game at the MCG. Head to melbournestars.com.au for all your ticket information. Dave Hussey's been good enough to join us this morning. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, good, thanks, Jules. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Before we get stuck into the Stars and looking at the BBL for this season, what have you made of the opening couple of days of the test match over in Perth?
I thought the Aussies batted extremely well. I didn't see much of the game yesterday because Victoria's playing, but from the highlights I've seen in the scorecard, the players, Steve Smith, Marnus, Uzi Khawaja, even Travis Head, who's having a great summer, they've played superbly. And now, the Aussies are up against it to take 20 wickets inside 3 days on a wearing pitch. But, it's good, honest test cricket and, something that you'd like to see more of.
You see any of England-Pakistan last night?
No, I didn't, know, but I was texting Brendan McCullum, the coach, reasonably close with him, and just saying, geez, you're doing wonders for test cricket. And I think this will be you're a pioneer, basically, saying that. The new run rate of test cricket is going to be 5-6 and over now going forward. So he's doing great things for the English test side.
He is. We've got a bit to worry about come the Ashes next year.
Well, it's always difficult to play in England against the English. They're always a hard team to beat. But the way the English are playing, they're full of confidence. They take the game on. They're very, very positive. And I think they've got a really good captain in Ben Stokes. I think he sees the game from a different perspective, a different lens. And I think he and Brendan work really, really well together. And they've got good fast bowlers or good swing fast bowlers. So it's always tough playing over there. But I still always would back the Aussies to win 5-0 like Glenn McGrath would always.
I like your confidence. Now, we don't need your brother helping out their T20 side.
Well, Mike, he's just a lovely man who likes helping out people. So I'd like to say some bad things about him, but I can't. He's too nice a person.
He is. You're not going to do the same, are you? You're not going to help out some international team in the future?
No. I'm very much fully entrenched at Cricket Victoria. Want to help the Vics get back to where we belong at the top, and very much a family there now. So want to stay at home and be there for the wife and kids.
Yeah, but a tough day again for the Vics yesterday. All out for 209. New South Wales in reply, 2 for 61. Now, looking at the Stars, Dave, international players are coming. English international Luke Wood, Trent Bolt arrives next week. Overall, how happy are you with the squad you've been able to assemble?
No, very happy with the squad. Overseas players, Trent Bolt, Luke Wood, Joe Clark, very happy with them. And what's the best or the defining moment about them is they're all quality people and they're going to fit in the dressing room really well, but they also play really exciting and attacking cricket. And like you mentioned before in your intro, our first home game at the MCG, we're going to play a big tribute to Shane Warne, and he was one of the inaugural players, and he was a big part of the Melbourne Stars and where we are today as a team. So it's going to be a really exciting event. But getting back to the squad, very, very happy with the squad. Just I wouldn't have would like our former captain to be part of the team too. The broken leg hasn't really helped their preparations going forward.
So what was your initial reaction when, I don't know if you got a phone call or how you found out that, A, Glenn had broken his leg and how it actually happened?
I've got a friend who works at the Epworth, and he rang in at 5:40 in the morning. And
never a good time.
He asked whether Glenn Maxwell's part of the BBL this year. And so I said, yeah, of course he is. He's their captain. And he said, I don't think he'd be playing much in the BBL this year. He's just broken his leg. And I thought, he can't be joking because it's 5:45 in the morning. But unfortunately, yeah, that's the case. And we've just got to sort of plug Max's hole in the squad. And, he's a bloody difficult player to replace because he's a three-dimensional player, our captain, and one of our great leaders. So, I truly believe we've got the squad to actually go really deep in the tournament. We've got class players like the overseas players I mentioned and Marcus Stornis, Hilton Cartwright, and the bowlers, Liam Hatcher, Sam Elliott, and Cam McClure as well. So, and who can forget Adam Zampa? So, yeah, we've got a decent squad assembled.
Who will captain the side?
Great question. Working through that at the moment. It's probably down to the last two, but I'll probably make a decision over the next couple of days. But, yeah, just working through a couple of things. A couple of people playing Shield cricket at the moment, which hasn't really helped the announcement. But watch this space. I think it'll be announced over the next couple of days.
You mentioned Adam Zampa then, and you said, obviously, you're watching the Victorians closely yesterday. He was playing some four-day cricket for the first time in a while. Can you see him having a future in Test cricket? Obviously, we've got, Tour to India coming up. How did he bowl yesterday, and how do you think he bowls in the longer form of the game?
He bowled beautifully yesterday, actually. The last time I've seen him play was 2019 in the first class arena, and I probably thought he was more of a white ball bowler then, but watching him bowl yesterday, he bowled fast, he attacked the stumps, attacked the LBW. He also turned the odd ball both ways, which is the key, and I guess he's probably in the selectors' minds for the Tour of India. It could be like a smaller version of Anil Kumble, a fast leg spinner who gets a lot of bounce and can turn it slightly either way. So, I don't see why not. Adam can be a three-test player, one-day player, and T20 player for Australia. I think he's probably earned the right to play in all three forms of the game.
Yeah, he's been sensational. Just on the BBL, the first initiation of the draft, I guess, was interesting because a lot of the big names were overlooked for various reasons. But in the end, a lot of those big names are actually going to play in the tournament with, Andre Russell. We've seen Faf du Plessis. And some of those big names that were initially overlooked are actually going to play anyway. What did you make of the draft, and how do you see it working in the future?
No, I love the draft. It was excellent. And great viewing. The planning and preparation to go into the draft and securing your player is incredible. I'm not sure how the AFL clubs do it, but it probably took us about 6-7 months to actually finalise our three players that we're key on. We wanted to retain or draft, I should say. And the choice between Bolt and Andre Russell was a very difficult one. They both have great attributes, and we just needed a left-arm swinging bowler up front who can take early wickets, and that was probably the deciding factor. But the way I see it going forward is it's just going to get bigger and better, and hopefully the BBL officials involve a domestic draft too, so domestic players can go into the draft and they can find new homes rather than staying in their original states or original BBL teams.
How important is this season for the BBL, Dave? We're talking to Dave Hussey, coach of the Melbourne Stars. It just lost a little bit of its edge, it feels like, the last couple of years. How important is it for this to be a really good season and just get the interest right back to where it was that early days?
Well, I think every season is really important for the BBL. It's a critical tournament for Cricket Australia and for the players as well, domestically and internationally. I think the quality of cricket played in the BBL is the number one goal, and speaking from the Stars' point of view, we'll be playing in an aggressive style of cricket, but an also attractive brand of cricket where we take the game on and want to entertain all the fans that turn up and play, because we're fully aware that we know we're part of the entertainment game, and we want to put on a great show for all the people that turn up and all the people that watch at home.
I'm sure you will, Dave. Melbourne Stars always put on a great show. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and we can't wait for the BBL to get underway.
Anytime, Jules. Thanks very much.